This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Fire up the grill. Fill up your cup. And get the recliner ready. It's time for Hour 2 of Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe.
Here's Hines on the run back, breaking a tackle and taking it past midfield. And down the sideline he goes. This is storybook. An opening kickoff return for Damar Hamlin. And this place is absolutely going wild.
Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company. Explore the flavors of Oregon at Grillworks Supply Company in Beaverton or at grillworkspdx.com.
And here comes Hines again. Oh my goodness! Can he do it twice? Is this for real? Can you believe it? Even a little Dion strut to the end zone. 101 yards.
Football Sunday on 1080.
Do you believe it? No. It's pretty close, Jim. It's pretty close.
What this is not on here?
The Fan.
Don't win nowhere. Hour number two, Football Sunday, right here on 1080 The Fan. Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz. Man, we are getting into the dog days of, spring football is coming up.
Or like XFL?
No, it's like the UFL now.
Oh, UFL, they merged.
It was a merger, yes, because they realized nobody wanted to watch either of their leagues. So then they're like,
now they can get 15 viewers.
And there's still only 8 teams the two of them.
You're 7 plus our 8 viewers, that's 15. Sounds like a Sports Sunday show.
No, I would assume that we actually get more viewers or listeners than they do.
We at least get 17.
Well,
bare minimum.
It's so sad.
Huh?
Total? Like throughout the day?
The entire
2 hours?
Yeah.
No, the entire year.
No, throughout the day when they go back and look and stuff like that. Yeah, it's probably about 17, 18.
According to YouTube, it says 7 watching now.
Love all of you 7. Pretty sure I heard Sook say that they play all of their games in the same city. They don't even, so if they're like the Alabama Birminghams,
it's like
or whatever,
a traveling circus.
It's essentially, no. It is not a traveling circus. They stay for the entire season, even though if you're the Memphis whatevers, you represent in that area. You don't actually play there.
So you never have fans.
You all play in one city at one stadium. This is the state of the UFL. This is sad. Oh my God. But yet we get spring football.
Well, why would any city want a professional sports team? Why would Birmingham want a professional sports team? Hell, Tricks. Why would Portland want an MLB baseball team? What a stupid idea. Can you imagine the traffic, Rajad?
I mean, all the things to do would be terrible.
Oh, my God. So dumb. And this is what we wanted to get to, is that there was a couple events over the last few days that has me really sick and tired of our city's loser mentality of not wanting to have anything nice and just be happy with, staying in the same spot and not trying to improve or make things a little bit nicer, a little bit cooler, a little bit better. Kind of two different things for me is, one, this MLB to Portland stuff. Like, the reports came out the other day that Red Tail Golf, Portland Parks and Rec, and the MLB to Portland group are in negotiations to buy the parcel of land, the 164 acres, at Red Tail Golf. The golf course that the land sits on is owned by the city. And then Red Tail, they own the golf shop, and I'm pretty sure the driving range, and that's what they own. So it's like a, you know, deal between the three of them. And the amount of bitching and moaning about, oh, can you imagine the traffic? Oh, we don't need that. We should put it at the Lloyd Center. Oh, yeah, because there wouldn't be any traffic going there, right? Blazer games are just, you know, in and out experiences, right? So there was that. And then I caught some flack for this on Twitter, but I don't care because I am just so sick of the way that Trailblazer fans just eat up anything that has to do that is just like second tier to the ultimate goal. And that, to me, is winning a championship and being a championship contender team. Is there was a sign in the stadium that some kid was holding up at the Dame game the other night when the Bucks were in town. And this kid was holding up a sign that said, "Go get your ring, then come back home." And I threw that out, and I was like, I'm glad to see that these parents are raising this kid with the same loser mentality that this fan base has.
Damn, Joe.
I know, ripping on like a 7-year-old.
Stupid kid.
You idiot. Joe, you're onto something, brother.
But again, like, that mentality, and it wasn't so much the kid, it was all the responses. Oh, I saw this at the game, and it brought a tear to my eye. I cheered so loud for this. Like, you cheered so loud for a sign that said, "Yo, Dame, go have success somewhere else, then come back home. Go have a championship-winning experience with a different franchise, then come back to us, and then hopefully we can do that, or hopefully we can just have some good times again. Have another 60-point game, 50-point game, or you do something cool, and that's good enough for us." Like, what are we doing? Like, again, with the baseball team and then this, it's like, do we not want nice things? Do we not want to try and make the city a little bit more appealing? Like, I don't know, winning a championship, building a championship team, having multiple all-stars on your NBA franchise sounds like a good idea to me. Maybe we start building towards that, and maybe we hold up a sign that says, "Dame, come back home, then let's get our ring." Like, let's get a ring, then you can come back home. Let's get an MLB baseball team and have things for people to do. Have some jobs, have some uplift in the economy. And yes, that is Portland. Like, call it Tigard, Beaverton. It's Southwest Portland, too, is what that I'm pretty sure falls on the city lines.
It's Tigard.
It's Multnomah.
It's Tigard. Yeah, it's deep.
But again, it just feels like we are so stuck in this mentality in this city of just like, what? No, man, so I don't want what? Meh.
I don't. We have to break. So I don't get a chance to
tell you everything.
It.
No. We don't. Whatever. Go
as
for
far
it.
As the baseball team, like, I don't care where you put the stadium. To be honest, don't give a damn. Just put it somewhere. That's my whole thing.
I'm cool to, like,
I mean, I don't care.
Being a West Sider, I want it where at the Red Tail location. But yeah, I mean, also, hear you. Like, Hillsborough, Gresham, not Vancouver.
Beggars can't
Wilsonville,
be choosers.
Oregon, you know, City, put it somewhere.
You know, beggars can't be choosers. And it's just kind of one of those things. When we don't have it, and now we're telling them where we can and can't put it. Oh, the PPS building is this, and all the this area is this. Man, who cares? Knock one of them old-ass buildings down. One of them bum-ass areas that have nothing but, like, pipes and stuff. Hey, man, knock that down and put something real there. That's that thing. I don't care about the traffic. I'll take the max. And I'll take a trolley. Like, I'll get an Uber. Like, I'm not tripping about the traffic. Like, just
planes,
just make
trains, automobiles.
And
let me know.
Like, watching that Dame return was... I feel like everybody forgot. Like, I feel like everybody forgot about the exit, you know, and the way... Not forgot about what Dame did. Obviously, he did great things as a Blazer. Appreciate it. But let's just be honest with ourselves as Blazer fans. We don't have a Western Conference title. We don't have an All-Star Game MVP. We don't have a Most Valuable Player award. We don't have a three-point contest championship, do we?
I don't know. Did he win one of
those?
Yeah,
Dame won one.
Did he win
one? Dame won one, I think, a year or two ago.
So that's the one award that we've been able to take away from...
Yep, one.
You know, from Dame, you know. And then the fact that this dude at the end of the whole run was like, I'm not going to speak on that team. In the national interviews on ESPN, I'm not going to speak on that team. You wouldn't say the Blazers' name as an organization, and we gave him that, all that pomp and circumstance and everything the other day was kind of like, and I'm good with giving him to before the game because he deserves that. He gets all that stuff, all that adulation before the game, but every single timeout, and if you were in the building, you got a video montage every timeout. If you were watching from home, every time back from commercial, we got a Damian Lillard highlight or something like that. And I'm like, man, I get it. But let's not forget, man, like everything that was said and everything that we were doing prior to that. And I'm the running from the grind. And then you literally in one foul swoop did all the stuff that you said you would never do. Like at one time, it was the craziest heel turn. It was Hulk Hogan dropping the leg on the Macho Man and joining the NWO. Like, man, I wanted to tell you I'm going to say your prayers, take your vitamins, and then did the exact opposite, you know, on the other end.
What'd you call it? The side chick mentality.
The side chick mentality. That's what we have here in Portland.
We're just happy to be here and get a piece.
We're just glad to be a part of your life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what we are as Blazer fans, and I'm over it. Like, I get it.
That mentality irks me. I think that was what frustrated me and what I was trying to vocalize throughout the process of Joe Cronin and, you know, the media telling us, hey, here's what's going to happen with Dame. You may not like it, but this is what's going on. I think I pointed this out then. You know why they do that? Because fans act like this. Because you're willing to buy tickets and go and suck down the awesome story about how nice it is to have our best franchise player back in town, which, guess what?
It's not our best.
Aside from that, it is, and that's a whole other segment, Rashad.
Whoa.
But the moment was good in a vacuum. But outside of that, as far as looking at constructing a championship roster, we haven't even been able to do that with Dame. So all the fans drinking this Kool-Aid saying, well, you know, we just got to pivot. It's time. I think we can build around Scoot. If they couldn't build around Dame, what makes you think they can build around Scoot?
And
so guess what?
The best part of the night was Scoot getting buckets was the best part of the
first half, yeah. 15 points total. But yeah, if that's not going to happen for you around Dame, then yeah, you're basically just admitting, you know what, we just like nice, fun things here. We don't want big championship-style things. We don't need those aspirations. I hate it.
Yeah, this could be a personal thing for me. Like, I'm so championship-famished. Like, my teams are the Cowboys, the Blazers, the Baltimore Orioles, the Oregon Ducks. Hell, to go a few sports further, my San Jose Sharks, right? That I only pay attention to when they're actually winning. Pittsburgh Panthers college basketball. Like, none of these teams have ever won a championship in my lifetime that I can remember. The most recent being the Cowboys in the 95-96 season when I was 4 years old. So again, like, I am dying for a championship in any capacity. And for my hometown team, if they were to win a NBA finals, like, that would be one of the more satisfying of all my fan bases, like, to have it be done in the city that I grew up in, Portland Trailblazer. Like, I think that I would want that more than any of, I mean, it's hard to rank them, but that would be up there. Like, over the Orioles, probably over the Cowboys, just because the Cowboys at least have been in the playoffs.
And that's the thing, you live here. And so, like, I'm sure you could buy a ticket to Dallas or buy a ticket to Baltimore to be able to participate in that, you know, that championship celebration, but... Man, they're calling off work that day that the Blazers win the championship.
Calling off work that week?
No, things are getting, like, seriously, your job is like, man, we know
state of emergency. This city might burn down.
I'm showing up drunk on the air. I'll be like, guys, I've been having beers since they won, and it ain't stopping yet.
I remember how they treated us getting the number one pick when we got Odin. that time. And I remember there was a whole parade downtown for him, you know,
when we got it. Those were the days.
But, you know, so imagine what they're going to do on Broadway Street or up and down Martin Luther King if the Blazers win a championship.
But again, like, those were the days. That's for a number one overall draft
pick. No, but that's because of what he meant, that we thought a championship was coming, Joe. That when I say those were the days, I felt like that there was hope amongst Blazers fans, like, for bigger aspirations.
They had projected the Blazers were going to win a championship within 5 years with that.
They did, and they would have. They would have if it was healthy.
Yeah, Oden and B. Roy and LaMarcus. Like, man, that was going to be great.
So it just sucks. Like, we – and then the mood from that game on Wednesday night, yeah, they got the win, but it was like, oh, this is a game changer. This is a game changer for this team. And then we go and lose to the Nuggets next night, and it clearly shows how far away we are. And it's like, okay, back to reality now. Like, still got a long way to go.
Yeah, we can't play Dame every night.
Back to reality. So. Whoop, there goes gravity.
Yeah, it was just brutal. Like, it was really hard to watch this fan base fall into the same trap again. Just like, oh, we just love our guys, and we're just happy to have a team and root for this young core. And Dame, I hope you come back one day, and I hope you have a ring with some other franchise. Go Bucks.
Oh, well.
I'm going to spend hundreds of dollars to go watch a game about a good story.
On a high note, we've got tons of almond roca here. I don't know if you guys knew that or not.
Oh, yeah.
I've been getting fat off of it.
This place is lousy with the almond rocas.
Straight up.
All right. Let's move it on to a little bit more NBA, because I wanted to talk about this like a few days ago, and then something happened just last night that I'm like, perfect. This sets this up perfectly. So we'll get to that next here on Football Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Your Sunday home for college football recaps and the NFL. This is Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Over the last few years now, we have definitely seen an influx in offense and points in the NBA. But this year, it seems like we have gotten way more occurrences of 50, 60-point games. It almost seems like this has turned into the new no-hitter in baseball. Like, someone dropping 50. I mean, someone even dropping 60. Though, at the rate that it's happened this year and over the last 5 to 10 years, like, I've got numbers that I'll share with you guys. And I said before going to break that this was something that was kind of weighing on my mind. And then I see the other night, like, Tyrese Maxey gets 51. And then just last night, Steph Curry gets 60 points. And I'm just wondering, like, are we kind of like, oh, well, that's cool. All right, 50, 60 points. Like, all right, that's, you know, especially this season. This season alone, we've had 6 players score 60 points.
That's insane.
6 players score 60 points. 2 of those games were 70-point games.
Within, well, like, a week and a half of each other, too?
Well, I mean, on the same night, Booker had 62, Doncic had 73.
And but then, like, 2 or 3 days earlier was when Joel Embiid had his 71 or 2, right?
Yeah, it might have been a little bit before that, maybe like a week or two.
Yeah, it was just like,
it was last week. It was just before he played Portland.
Thank
and then
you.
Came then he got here injured. And didn't play.
Well, because Kuminga sat on his knee, unfortunately.
So it was 62 and 73 by Luka literally last Friday, because I was in Phoenix and I was watching the end of that Phoenix game, and Booker had 62, and that was on the, it was either on Friday or it's a Saturday night. But then we get Steph Curry dropping 60 points last night. So I went and looked at all the 60-point games in NBA history last night. I pulled up the list. First and foremost, this is the craziest stat of them all. Wilt Chamberlain had 32 of the 90 60-point games.
Yeah.
So I feel like for the sake of this argument,
not anymore. MP has those now.
Yeah, MP is racking up those 60 points.
MP has those now.
Just for the sake of this argument and to make things look a little bit better for me trying to make this argument, let's take out the Wilt Chamberlain 60-point
games. That's a whole other era, too.
And he different was area, like, yeah, just an anomaly, I feel like, in this. So, 60-point games. There's been 90 in the NBA total. 32 of those have come from Wilt. So then that means 58 60-point games for everybody else. Out of the 58 60-point games that we've seen that weren't Wilt's, 27 of them have happened in the last 10 seasons. In the last 10 years, 46.5%, almost 50% of them in the history of the NBA, we have seen 60-point games in this last decade. 19 of those 58 60-point games have happened within the last 5 years. That is good for 32.7%. So a third of the 60-point games in this league's history have happened within the last 5 seasons. That's 2019, 2020 to this season alone. And again, like I said, 6 of those 19 have happened. So that's a third of them just in this season alone. So are we getting to the point where if someone drops 50, 60 points, like, is it, oh my God, Steph had 60. Oh my God, Booker dropped 60. Lucas, Dame 60. Giannis 60. I mean, we had last year, literally in the last 2 seasons, we've had 4 70-point games. Lillard, Donovan Mitchell, Joel Embiid, and then Luka Doncic have all scored 70 points within the last 2 seasons. Like, clearly the league likes this, and they want to be able to keep the casual fan engaged by having star players scoring as many points as possible. But for people that follow the game, follow the sport and the league, like, is this what we want to see? Is this cool? Is this like, wow, 60 burger. Wow, another 60 burger and another one. Like, I don't know. I feel like we're losing that luster of guys going off for these performances because, yeah, if guys aren't playing defense or if you're getting fouled or getting called for fouls every other play just because you're trying to play defense, so then these guys are getting to the free throw line or you're losing your best defender because he has two fouls early in the game, so you have to sit him. Like, this doesn't seem very fun anymore to watch and isn't as entertaining. Like, I don't know. I feel like this isn't as great of a big of a deal as it used to be.
No, I mean, it's you know, it's panda dunks now. Like, you know, everybody's doing them, so they're not as cool, you know, anymore as far as when it not first started, but as people, when you get one 60-point game a year, it's like, oh, damn. You saw that. It used to be like, damn, Kobe went off for 60. You saw that? Like, yeah, it was crazy. And then that would be the last 60-point game we would have for a year, you know what I'm saying, 2 years until somebody else did that. But now defense is much different. You can't really, you know, a lot of people say the game is set up for offense, but truly it's kind of in ways that kind of change a lot of the rules to help out defenses as far as like, man, can't kick your leg on jump shots and can't do certain things, can't lean into people on shots. So the defense is there. Just some people just don't, they can't play it. Not everybody can play defense. So dudes are finding themselves. There's no reason ever Steph Curry should be open. Why is he open to go for 60? He's going to boogie down on you anyway and then pull up, and it's probably going in anyway.
Because now, if you even impede where he's walking, it's a foul.
But you're not going to try? And so that's the thing. Like, now I think you got a lot of defenders that know their role, like, you know what their role is on the team or whatever. And defense just isn't a thing like that, you know, anymore. And so, yeah, it's a run and gun mentality. And now you got teams, and it's a lot of these 70-point games, with the exception of Joel and Embiid, are coming from teams that have one score, right? Like, I mean, you look at Steph right now, the Warriors are in a weird spot. You know, Kuminga's been better, but the Warriors are in a weird spot, and so Steph's got to shoot the ball a lot. The Mavericks are in a weird spot because they're not a great team, but they're not a bad one. And when they usually don't have Kyrie sometimes, so Luka's got to go crazy, you know, in a lot of these instances and stuff like that. So, like, where is Atlanta right now? You know, Atlanta is a good team. You know, they're kind of right there, like right in the middle of the Eastern Conference, right around there. Yeah, he's got to go for crazy buckets sometimes. So, I don't know. I think it's cool when it happens. Like, man, that's impressive. But at the same time, like, where's the defense? It's usually a lot of 3-point shots. It'd be different if somebody was getting 60, but a lot of them was shots at the rim. Like, okay, that's crazy. But a lot of open 3-point shots, pull ups. It's cool, but I mean, for me, the NBA, it's supposed to be entertaining. This is what it's for. It's entertainment. This is not as fun to watch sometimes.
Well, you're right about them de-incentivizing defense, because it's funny. I actually kind of want to bring Wilt Chamberlain into the conversation, Joe, to make your argument. And I don't think it takes away anything at all from what you're saying, because that was a whole different era of basketball back then. There were different kinds of plays drawn up. There wasn't a three-point line for, I'm pretty sure, half or more than half, if not most, of Wilt Chamberlain's career. Did he
have a bunch of dudes that were
all up? Thank you.
I don't think the three-point line.
Thank
came
you.
Like,
yeah,
the
it
late
was just
70s,
I'm not
80s?
I'm not remembering the exact year that he retired, but my point is...
Well, I don't think Wilt was pulling up for threes anyways, if there was a three-point.
Well, nobody was pulling up for threes.
Would you shoot? Absolutely
they,
not.
They were feeding the inside, and it was, you know what, if you got a guy like that, if you got a guy like Kareem, let him shoot 40 times a game because he's probably going to hit 30 of them now, compared to a center who really was the lead piece on your team to win a championship in that era, even into the 90s. Now, all these guys that are scoring all these points, it's guards. It's guys that play like guards. It's definitely faster 3-point plus shooters. It's always the guys that are incentivized to shoot the ball more. Those are the ones that we're now seeing on, I mean, you see on all these highlight reels with all the big paychecks. Matisse Thybulle, on the other hand, defensively is getting a $6, $7 million a year contract. These other scorers are making $40 to $60 million. So the NBA has now incentivized it to go this way because it is a faster pace. It is more exciting that way. Although I would champion that 90s basketball was just as exciting, even though it was a slower pace. Somebody texted on the Vancouver Ford text line, bring the hand check back, bring the hard check back. I'm down.
It would change things.
I think both eras can be very successful in moneymakers, but we've kind of, to answer your question, Joe, yes, I like where it's going, but I don't think that it should go as far as we're letting it. I do think we should bring back some defensive prowess, and we should bring back a little of that nitty-gritty 90s ball. I think a mix of those would be perfect.
So I gave you those numbers of, like, the last 5 years, decade. From 1985 to 2004, there was 8 60-point games.
Yeah.
In the last 13 months, there's been 9. So we had 20 years of NBA basketball and only 8 60-point games.
And to be real, let's be real. Like, the guys that can score now are much more talented than some of those guys in the 70s and 80s.
They weren't incentivized to shoot threes. That is the most important shot to the game right now. Look at totals for points. Look at teams. And I mean, we've seen 260, 270 point going over in betting performances now this year. That's never happened in the NBA.
It is. And I know we have to break, but look at a lot of teams that make it to the finals. Like, they're 3-point shooting teams, but they also take a lot of middies and they also get to the rim like a whole lot. Jokic, prime example, with somebody who's doing it by getting to the rim. Even Jamal Murray, he's great in that inside the 3-point line. So,
do you want to read this last text from the Vancouver text line? These scoring records are so different now, you have to look at it in the context of the point total for the team versus the percentage for the player. So if the team scores 100 points and one guy scores 40 of those points, that's pretty awesome. But if the team scores 150 and that guy scores 40, it doesn't mean as much. Yeah, totally agree. I mean, like that game last night, for the Hawks and Warriors, I think that it was like 135-131.
Yeah.
So, I mean, 60 points in that. I mean, yeah, that's, again, 60 points, that's a lot of points. But imagine if that's a 102-98 game and Steph is dropping 60. Like, that is, like, GD. Like, yeah. Oh, my God. But I think as the offense points goes up, you're going to – we've clearly seen more of these. And I think it just takes the shine away from it. I feel like – real basketball fans, people that enjoy this league and this game, they're starting to see through that a little bit more. Again, this is why I wanted to bring it up. I had been having this feeling for a little bit now since we saw this influx this year. Then Steph dropped 60 last night, and I'm like, well, there you go. There's another 60-point performance.
But this one is like, okay, this is Steph. So we know how he dropped 60, and we know how it happens. So
And I guess to give it to him, Kobe Bryant's the only player to have 60 points over the age of 35, which, again, I don't know if that only game was that last game of his career where the Jazz and basically the Lakers let him score 60 points.
I don't think the Jazz let him do anything. I think the Jazz were just bad at that point and Kobe was busting their ass.
All right, let's move it on. Some All-Star Game festivities. NBA should be ashamed of themselves, and the NHL should probably let celebrities do this a little bit more often. We get to that next here on 1080 The Fan. But first, Schultz with SportsCenter Update.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe. Brought to you by Grillwork Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Rest in peace, Carl Weathers. That was unfortunate to hear. I had to watch Happy Gilmore last night, and I had my 10-year-old son watch it with me. I felt like, you know what, son, you're turning 11 here soon.
I think you're ready for this.
I think it's the time. The one part that did also get him, I was telling Rashad the parts that made him laugh. The one part that got him was, I eat pieces of vests like you for breakfast. You eat pieces of it.
Like, no.
Joey Belly laughed at that one, which as a 10-year-old, yeah, not surprised that he found that one.
I mean,
one
that's
funny.
Who Adam Sandler was making movies for at that point. You know what I'm saying? 10 to 14-year-olds.
Dude, I don't think I've watched that movie since I like started golfing like a lot. And just some of the, now I get more of like the golf jokes, like when the dude uses the quarter to mark his ball. And then his caddy looks around, snags the quarter, or he's using the ball washer thing, and then he pulls the underwear out. God, such a good movie. Rest in peace, Carl. All right, All-Star Game is going down for NHL. I believe it actually just happened. And what do you know about Michael Bublé, Rashad?
He's a beautiful voice.
Great singer, yes. Yeah. Do you know anything else about him?
He's got a great head of hair.
Yeah, it's great. He's a good-looking guy.
Brazilian model.
I was going to say that next.
She's, Yeah.
Luciana Lupito, I believe her name is.
You know her name?
I want to be Michael Bublé so bad. I could sing just like him. And
yeah, he's a... let's say
I can.
I think he sells the
Bublé
water.
Everybody in my life has said I could sing just like him. So if you can see it, calm down. I'm going to say, screw you.
We don't need you singing on air.
I don't have to. I'm good.
So Bublé, I actually saw him in concert. Was at 2019 when he came to Portland. Dude's hilarious. Like, that guy can work a crowd and crack jokes. Like, he was impersonating his wife. And, like, he is hilarious. Like, that guy, he is an entertainer through and through, whether he's singing or not. He also had this, like, fresh, dark green, forest green suit that he was wearing.
He always looks hot.
He was making jokes about Portland, and, you know, the easy one about Portland is everybody's high. You know, everybody's high on marijuana and weed the entire time. But boy, the tables turned for him because he was at the NHL All-Star Game festivities this week. He's from Canada, big hockey fan. I think he even referenced that at his show in Portland, how he loves hockey. And I think that if you're just from Canada, like you are.
That's you grow up hockey fan, wrestling fan.
You get a puck handed to you at birth. You know?
Fun Michael Bublé fact, if he were not a singer, he would want to be a hockey announcer.
I think that, yeah, he definitely mentioned something about hockey while he was here in Portland. But they were having their like celebrity game or something like that, where the celebrities come and play some hockey and get on the ice. And someone talked to him about... I don't know, even know what the question was. Was it like, oh, hey, about getting drafted on one to the celebrity teams? Or do you play any fantasy hockey or anything like that? So he goes in to talk about his fantasy hockey league teams. And then this thing takes a wild turn.
The answer is no. I will not be the oldest draft pick the Vancouver Canucks have ever taken at 48 years old.
Go
I know
ahead.
You and you. You're a really good hockey. You got good hands, dude. You've got silky mitts, my brother.
You are the first person who's ever told me that.
Because I'm the first real ever hockey fan, dude. My buddy told me this is just a microdose of mushrooms, and he was lying. So I'll be honest, I thought I was in Blades of Glory for most of the time that I was out there until it sort of settled down, and then I realized, holy I am at the NHL All-Star Game.
So that clip, that is a different clip where it's like cut together, but there is a full answer out there because he's sitting next to Will Arnett. Will Arnett was also
hilarious.
There. And the full clip is him again. He's like talking about his fantasy hockey teams. He's like, I'm in two different leagues and you know, I got this. I didn't even have a first round pick in this league this year. And right now I'm in fourth place. This other league, I had the fifth overall pick. And right now I'm leading that league. And my buddy, and that's when he drops the line about being high on mushrooms at the NHL All-Star Game. And it's hilarious because he drops that and you can hear kind of like the laughs in the press conference. Like, is he for real right now? Like, oh, what? And Will Arnett tries to throw him like a lifesaver, like, dude, reel it in here. And he makes a comment like, you just probably, with all that talk about your fantasy hockey league teams, you just probably lost a huge chunk of your female base. How much of a nerd could you sound like that? And then Bublé, again, not taking the hint, like, dude, you shouldn't probably not be talking about the mushrooms. Bublé then drops in there. He's like, yeah, and I probably lost a lot of them with the mushroom talk as well.
It's like, shut up, Michael.
It was kind of like him kicking him under the leg. Like,
awesome.
Bro, like, come on.
I like Michael Bublé even more.
And then Will Arnett very much was just like, okay, so who's got the guts to follow up on the mushrooms?
Yeah.
I would have. I think, love that man.
I think Michael Bublé so just moved up another notch in my
book. He was, again, like, he was hilarious when he was here in concert, and so I was already like a fan of him and his music. He's great singer. You want to talk about that whole, puts the whole I'm feeling good song in a whole nother context. Birds flying, Bublé flying high,
boobs flying high.
Unbelievable. So that was a highlight of All-Star Game festivities, and I'll just get to this real quick. Did you see who's going to be coaching the NBA Eastern Conference
team?
They're
so rude.
This is like, ridiculous.
But yes, I heard.
He's coaching the best team in the Eastern Conference, Rashad. Why are you upset about this? Why are you upset that Doc Rivers, who literally just got the job about a week ago for the Milwaukee Bucks, and who just got his first win as a Milwaukee Bucks head coach, See, that's all it takes.
Lost his first road game. as the coach of the Bucks. As soon as they lost, I was like, yeah, he's not going to make it.
This is like
get to the finals, man.
This is the definition of getting an A on the group project and you still getting credit for it.
And
like,
you didn't do anything. And you came in late. Like you came in late. You didn't do
anything.
So
you guys got this all taken care of, wrapped up. Right?
You got my name on it?
Cool. All right. Yeah. Perfect. Thanks.
I'll be the one to present the first couple words to the group.
Wow. You guys did a great job on this. Thank you. Doc is
saying all the right things.
He says this is terrible and he's going to try and get a vacation.
And I'm going to give the incentive, the bonus, and the ring or whatever to Adrian Griffin. I want the bonus or I want whatever incentive is coming to me as the head coach. You know, however, you can keep that ring. You can keep that all-star coach ring or whatever it is they get. I don't want it.
Speaking of rings, that 2008-2009 championship ring he has with the Celtics, like, we are going to have to study that and look at what, like, that thing can do. The Lord of the Rings, the ring in that movie was supposed to be super powerful. This ring that Doc Rivers carries, this thing can cure cancer, I'm pretty sure. Like, what he's been able to do just based off that one championship run is simply amazing. He fails upwards
all the time. All the time. And just,
dude was just chilling at home. Adrian Griffin gets fired and they're like, well, I don't know. I mean, who should we have? What's Doc Rivers doing?
Apparently he was like consulting with them for the year. Is that the story? He's been kind of consulting.
Yeah, he was like a Bucks consultant helping Adrian out.
It almost kind of feels like we know what we want to do. We're just going to see how this goes, and if things go awry, we're going to call in the closer.
Just be ready.
Yeah, just be ready. And as soon as it happened, like it's weird. You know, outside of David Blatt, I can't think of another head coach that's ever Schottenheimer. I'm trying to think of another time a head coach was a winning coach and was fired, like, during the season. Shoddy was at least fired after the season, right?
The NBA comparison people have been throwing out is the David Blatt.
Yeah. David Blatt. And, of course, it worked well for Cleveland at that point, but I don't know. I don't feel like this team is set up to win.
Well, a two-year-old could have coached that team to a championship. LeBron was their coach, and I mean, come on. It's not like Ty Lue brought in some amazing scheme that took them over to new heights.
He's like, I had to look it up. He's like Varys in Game of Thrones and like Littlefinger. He just has like all the blackmail. He knows where all the bodies are hidden in the NBA where it's like,
you could hire him,
but
I don't understand.
Do you really want to make that choice?
You got players of his that are like, man, Doc didn't know what he was doing. We was like, man, he said this. We went in there and said, man, come on, man, we doing this. Like, that's the most undermining thing you could have happen to your head coach. And apparently that's what they were doing to Adrian Griffin. And it was like, he tells him one thing, and he was like, man, bro, we're doing this. Run this play.
Well, we got to go finish up the show, but I hope that there is at least one celebrity at the NBA All-Star game that is high on mushrooms. That's all I ask for. So,
I mean, I think it probably could help the NBA All-Star game if everybody was high on mushrooms. Might make it somewhat entertaining.
All right, let's wrap the show up next here, Football Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
All right, I need to know something before we go. Jordan, if you sound like Buble, are you taking advantage of this anywhere in the city? Are you at like jazz clubs on Saturday nights? Like,
now, ladies and gentlemen,
that's how you prove it right now and put on a Buble back.
I believe
background.
Him. I've heard him singing.
I said we get him some gigs right now.
I heard the croon off between him and Patrick Harris on the 1080 on the club about a month or so ago. So I believe in his singing chops, but I just say, like, take that to the city, man.
I would love to. I don't do any gigs currently. When I was the Hops MC a few years ago, I did some music stuff for them, but never, vocal improvisation. I got a couple of tracks from my college days. We recorded like actual albums with my college group Genesis, but no, I want to perform. I just don't really have anybody I know that, you know, I can't get a trio together. I can't get like a, I don't have
Genesis like Phil Collins.
Buble doesn't have a trio.
Yeah, he does. What are you talking about? Bublé has an entire band.
Well,
that he pays.
That's different than a trio. I see Bublé up there by himself singing, and then that's what also why I went to that concert, though, is I was like, I know he's going to have like a 40, 50-piece band up in that bitch, and that is going to be half the show in itself.
I mean, I just need like a piano player. I don't even need a full trio. I really, it's if we're just talking like, because I don't have the skills on instruments to do like a full 10 to 15 song set in front of a crowd, like probably guitar, but and not with jazz. That'd be like all poppy songs.
By the way,
so I need some soft piano, but then I would love to.
You need a underground smoky bar somewhere.
Yeah,
with you and some guy with some jazz flute.
Smoking bars.
Birds flying high.
By the way, I just looked up in the library, and I would appreciate if this can be our close music today. Scatman. Which reminds me of basketball when it has the montage.
That's a clean song, right? There's no swear words.
Aren't even words.
We're the real
in it
words.
I'm just making sure, y'all.
Yeah,
I think the only real words in it is him just saying, I'm a scat man.
I can't believe that song made it somewhere. Like, let's just be honest.
Well, it was in the 90s, right? Yeah, it's a very 90s techno feel to it.
The 90s was a great and terrible time to make music. Because it didn't matter what it was going to be huge. Like, the 90s gave us some gems, but also gave us some terrible things. Scatman is one of those things.
I mean, boy bands, girl bands, and
Macarena is one of those things.
You're not a fan of Mambo Number 5?
No, I'm not. I didn't like a little bit of Erica in my life. A little bit of
Monica.
Of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side.
There's some songs we can do without, you know, from that era. Barbie Girl, although it turned into this other thing. So
now you got Ice Spice remixing it, making it better.
Ugh.
Oh, God.
You think he's the S? You're not even a fart.
Yeah, stop it. Ice
what a
Spice
lyric.
Yeah. She's so terrible. I'm sorry.
She's just a booty shaker.
She's terrible. She's not even that, but yeah, it's all good.
Oh, she is.
She is, Rashad.
She don't be. She just shows it and like moves it. She's not even like twerking.
She's not even
so
shaking
it's like,
it.
Boo. What are we doing? What are we doing?
I love how we're judging her twerking ability. I give it about a 5.5. Oh, here we go.
I'll give it less than that. This, I'm a scat man. People were skating to this and putting this on mixtapes and putting this all type of places. Like, yo, wasn't a, you know, you can file this under the Taylor Swift stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe. Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Rest in peace, Carl Weathers. That was unfortunate to hear. I had to watch Happy Gilmore last night, and I had my 10-year-old son watch it with me. I felt like, you know what, son, you're turning 11 here soon.
I think you're ready for this.
I think it's the time. The one part that did also get him, I was telling Rashad the parts that made him laugh. The one part that got him was, I eat pieces of S like you for breakfast. You eat pieces of it.
No.
Joey Belly laughed at that one, which as a 10-year-old, yeah, not surprised that he found that one.
I mean,
one
that's
funny.
Who Adam Sandler was making movies for at that point. You know what I'm saying? 10 to 14-year-olds.
Dude, I don't think I've watched that movie since I like started golfing like a lot. And just some of the, now I get more of like the golf jokes, like when the dude uses the quarter to mark his ball. And then his caddy like looks around, snags the quarter, or he's using the ball washer thing, and then he pulls the underwear out. God, such a good movie. Rest in peace, Carl. All right, All-Star Game is going down for NHL. I believe it actually just happened. And what do you know about Michael Bublé, Rashad?
He's a beautiful voice.
Great singer, yes. Yeah. Do you know anything else about him?
He's got a great head of hair.
Yeah, it's great. He's a good looking guy. A
Brazilian model.
I was going to say that next.
She's,
Luciana Lupito, I believe her name is.
You know her name?
I want to be Michael Bublé so bad. I can sing just like him. And
yeah, he's, let's say.
I can.
I think he sells the
Bublé
water.
Everybody in my life has said I could sing just like him. So if you can see it, calm down. I'm going to say, screw you. We don't need you singing on air. I don't have to. I'm good.
So, Bublé, I actually saw him in concert, was at 2019 when he came to Portland. Dude's hilarious. Like, that guy can work a crowd and crack jokes. Like, he was impersonating his wife, and, like, he is hilarious. Like, that guy, he is an entertainer through and through, whether he's singing or not. He also had this, like, fresh, dark green, forest green suit that he was wearing.
He always looks hot.
He was making jokes about Portland, and, you know, the easy one about Portland is everybody's high, you know, everybody's high on marijuana and weed the entire time. But boy, the tables turned for him because he was at the NHL All-Star Game festivities this week. He's from Canada, big hockey fan. I think he even referenced that at his show in Portland, how he loves hockey. And I think that if you're just from Canada, like you are.
That's you grow up hockey fan, wrestling fan.
You get a puck handed to you at birth.
Well, fun Michael Bublé fact, if he were not a singer, he would want to be a hockey announcer.
I think that, yeah, he definitely mentioned something about hockey while he was here in Portland. But they were having their like celebrity game or something like that, where the celebrities come and play some hockey and get on the ice. And someone talked to him about, I don't know, even know what the question was. Was it like, oh, hey, about getting drafted on one to the celebrity teams? Or do you play any fantasy hockey or anything like that? So he goes in to talk about his fantasy hockey league teams. And then this thing takes a wild turn.
The answer is no. I will not be the oldest draft pick the Vancouver Canucks I've ever taken at 48 years old. I know you and you. You're a really good hockey player. You got good hands, dude. You've got silky mitts, my brother.
You are the first person who's ever told me that.
Because I'm the first real ever hockey fan, dude. My buddy told me this is just a microdose of mushrooms, and he was lying. So I'll be honest, I thought I was in Blades of Glory for most of the time that I was out there until it sort of settled down, and then I realized, holy I am at the NHL All-Star Game. We live.
So that clip, that is a different clip where it's like cut together, but there is a full answer out there because he's sitting next to Will Arnett. Will Arnett was also
hilarious.
There. And the full clip is him again. He's like talking about his fantasy hockey teams. He's like, I'm in two different leagues, and you know, I got this. I didn't even have a first round pick in this league this year, and right now I'm in fourth place. This other league, I had the fifth overall pick, and right now I'm leading that league. And my buddy, and that's when he drops the line about being high on mushrooms at the NHL All-Star Game. And it's hilarious because he drops that, and you can hear kind of like the laughs in the press conference, like, is he for real right now? Like, oh, what? And Will Arnett tries to throw him like a lifesaver, like,
yeah, like, oh,
like,
here we go.
Like, dude, reel it in here. And he makes a comment like, you just probably, with all that talk about your fantasy hockey league teams, you just probably lost a huge chunk of your female base. How much of a nerd could you sound like that? And then Buble, again, not taking the hint, like, dude, you should probably not be talking about the mushrooms. Buble then drops in there. He's like, yeah, and I probably lost a lot of them with the mushroom talk as well.
It's like, shut up, Michael.
It was kind of like him kicking him under the leg. Like, awesome. Bro, like, come on.
I like Michael Buble even more.
And then Will Arnett very much was just like, okay, so who's got the guts to follow up on the mushrooms?
Yeah.
I would have. I think, love that man.
I think Michael Buble so just moved up another notch in my
book. He was, again, like, he was hilarious when he was here in concert, and so I was already like a fan of him and his music. He's great singer. You want to talk about that whole, puts the whole I'm feeling good song in a whole nother context. Birds flying, Buble flying high,
boobs flying high.
Unbelievable. So that was a highlight of All-Star Game festivities, and I'll just get to this real quick. Did you see who's going to be coaching the NBA Eastern Conference team?
They're so rude.
This is like, ridiculous.
But yes, I heard.
He's coaching the best team in the Eastern Conference, Rashad. Why are you upset about this? Why are you upset that Doc Rivers, who literally just got the job about a week ago for the Milwaukee Bucks, and who just got his first win as a Milwaukee Bucks head coach? See, that's all it takes.
Lost his first road game
as the coach of
the Bucks. As soon as they lost, I was like, yeah, he's not going to make it.
This is like
get to the finals, man.
This is the definition of getting an A on the group project, and you're still getting credit for it.
And,
like,
you didn't do anything. And you came in late. Like, you came in late. You didn't do
so
anything.
So you guys got this all taken care of, wrapped up?
Right? You got my name on it?
Cool. All right. Yeah. Perfect. Thanks.
I'll be the one to present the first couple words to the group.
Wow. You guys did a great job on this. Thank you.
Doc is saying all the right things.
He says this is terrible, and he's going to try and get a vacation.
And I'm going to give the incentive, the bonus, and the ring or whatever to Adrian Griffin. I want the bonus, or I want whatever incentive is coming to me as the head coach. You know, however, you can keep that ring. You can keep that all-star coach ring or whatever it is they get. I don't want it.
Speaking of rings, that 2008-2009 championship ring he has with the Celtics, like, we are going to have to study that and look at what, like, that thing can do. The Lord of the Rings, the ring in that movie was supposed to be super powerful. This ring that Doc Rivers carries, this thing can cure cancer, I'm pretty sure. Like, what he's been able to do just based off that one championship run is simply amazing. He fails upwards.
All the time. All the time. And just,
dude was just chilling at home. Adrian Griffin gets fired, and they're like, well, I don't know. I mean, who should we have? What's Doc Rivers doing?
Apparently he was, like, consulting with them for the year. Is that the story? He's been kind of consulting.
Yeah, he was like a Bucks consultant helping Adrian out.
It almost kind of feels like we know what we want to do. We're just going to see how this goes, and if things go awry, we're going to call in the closer.
Just be ready.
Yeah, just be ready. And as soon as it happened, like it's weird. You know, outside of David Blatt, I can't think of another head coach that's ever Schottenheimer. I'm trying to think of another time a head coach was a winning coach and was fired, like during the season. Shotty was at least fired after the season, right?
The NBA but comparison people have been throwing out is the David Blatt.
Yeah. Yeah. David Blatt. And of course it worked well for Cleveland at that point, but I don't know. I don't feel like this team is
set up to win. Well, a 2-year-old could have coached that team to a championship. LeBron was their coach, and I mean, come on. It's not like Ty Lue brought in some amazing scheme that took them over to new heights.
He's like, I had to look it up. He's like Varys in Game of Thrones and like Littlefinger. He just has like all the blackmail. He knows where all the bodies are hidden in the NBA where it's like, you know, you
he
could hire
to.
Him, but
I don't understand.
Do you really want to make that choice?
You got players of his that are like, man, Doc didn't know what he was doing. We was like, man, he said this. We went in there and said, man, come on, man, we doing this. Like, that's the most undermining thing you could have happen to your head coach. And apparently that's what they were doing to Adrian Griffin. And it was like, he tells him one thing, and he was like, man, bro, we're doing this. Run this play.
Well, we got to go finish up the show, but I hope that there is at least one celebrity at the NBA All-Star game that is high on mushrooms. That's all I ask for. So,
I mean, I think it probably could help the NBA All-Star game if everybody was high on mushrooms. Might make it somewhat entertaining.
All right, let's wrap the show up next here, Football Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillwork Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
All right, I need to know something before we go. Jordan, if you sound like Buble, are you taking advantage of this anywhere in the city? Are you at like jazz clubs on Saturday nights? Like,
now, ladies and
gentlemen, that's how you prove it right now and put on a Buble back.
I believe background. Him. I've heard him singing.
I said we get him some gigs right now.
I heard the croon off between him and Patrick Harris on the 10-8 on the club about a month or so ago. So I believe in his singing chops, but I just say, like, take that to the city, man.
I would love to. I don't do any gigs currently. When I was the Hops MC a few years ago, I did some music stuff for them, but never, vocal improvisation. I got a couple of tracks from my college days. We recorded like actual albums with my college group Genesis, but no, I want to perform. I just don't really have anybody I know that, you know, I can't get a trio together. I can't get like
Genesis like Phil Collins?
Buble doesn't have a trio.
Yeah, he does. What are you talking about? Buble has an entire band.
Well,
that he pays.
That's different than a trio. I see Buble up there by himself singing, and then that's why I went to that concert, though, is I was like, I know he's going to have like a 40, 50-piece band up in that bitch, That is going to be half the show in itself.
I mean, I just need like a piano player. I don't even need a full trio. If we're just talking like, because I don't have the skills on instruments to do like a full 10 to 15 song set in front of a crowd, like probably guitar, but and not with jazz. That'd be like all poppy songs.
By the way,
so I need some soft piano, but then I would love to.
You need a underground smoky bar somewhere.
Yeah,
with you and some guy with some jazz flute.
Can't smoking bars.
Birds
anymore.
Flying high.
By the way, I just looked up in the library, and I would appreciate it if this can be our close music today. Scatman. Which reminds me of basketball when it has the montage.
That's a clean song, right? There's no swear words in it.
Oh, there aren't even words.
We're the real words.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm just making sure, y'all. Yeah,
I think the only real words in it is him just saying, I'm a scat man.
I'm a scat man.
I can't believe that song made it somewhere. Like, let's just be honest.
Well,
it
was in the 90s, right? Yeah, it's a very 90s techno feel to it.
The 90s was a great and terrible time to make music. Because it didn't matter what it was gonna be huge. Like the 90s gave us some gems, but also gave us some terrible things. Scatman is one of those things.
I mean, boy bands, girl bands, and
Macarena is one of those things.
You're like, not a fan of Mambo Number 5?
No, I'm not. I didn't like a little bit of Erica in my life. A little bit of
Monica.
A little bit of Erica by my side.
There's some songs we can do without, you know, from that era. Barbie Girl, although it turned into this other thing. So
now you got Ice Spice remixing it, making it better.
Ugh.
Oh, God.
You think he's an S? You're not even a fart.
Yeah, stop it.
What a lyric.
Yeah. She's so terrible. I'm sorry.
She's just a booty shaker.
Oh my God. She's not even that, but yeah, it's all good.
Oh, she is.
She is, Rashad.
She don't be. She just shows it and like moves it. She's not even like twerking.
She's not even shaking it.
Boo. What are we doing? What are we doing?
I love how we're judging her twerking ability. I get about a 5.5. Oh, here we go.
Give it less than that. This, I'm a scat man. People were skating to this and putting this on mixtapes and putting this all type of places. Like, yo, wasn't a, you know, you can file this under the Taylor Swift stuff that I'm probably not listening to. Look at the white guys, man. You guys love it so much. I love it.
You know how many people were just rolling on ecstasy in 90s techno clubs listening to this?
Yeah, a lot of them. Any I think
grinding
they were on
a lot of teeth. A lot of buck-tooth dorks.
I think they were grinding their teeth. They were on something else, you know.
They had the pacifiers in their mouth.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I think I was a little too young for techno at that point, or for techno clubs, so I'm glad I missed that movement.
What's this move?
The Millie Wop. Yeah, Millie Rock. Yeah.
About 5 to 7 years late on
there
that.
There you go.
Oh, God.
Looks good on you, Joe.
All right. Just remind me of the Chappelle skit, the white people dancing.
Yeah. Yeah. With electric guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all you need.
All right. Latinos love drums.
Oh, God. It does make you move, though, I'll be honest. Like,
exactly.
Shout out to John Mayer, too, for doing that skit.
Shout out to John Mayer for all of your beautiful music.
Hey, we'll see you next Sunday. It's Super Bowl Sunday, Super Bowl preview. We will literally talk about nothing else.
Yeah.
So come ready. That will be your Super Bowl preview show that day.
I will be throwing a Super Bowl party that nobody will be attending. It'll be awesome.
Yeah, I have no idea what I'm doing yet. I haven't talked to the lady friend. She likes sports, but she likes functions. So I would not be surprised if she's like, oh, yeah, there's definitely something I have planned for us. So.
For sure.
But we'll have our show well before kickoff, so come kick it with us. 9 to 11 next week, our Super Bowl Football Sunday show right here on 1080 The Fan. Peace, y'all.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
All right, I need to know something before we go. Jordan, if you sound like Bublé, are you taking advantage of this anywhere in the city? Are you at, like, jazz clubs on Saturday nights? Like,
now, ladies and gentlemen.
That's how you prove it right now and put on a Bublé back.
I believe
background.
Him. I've heard him singing.
I said we get him some gigs right now.
I heard the croon off between him and Patrick Harris on the 1080 on the club about a month or so ago. So I believe in his singing chops, but I just say, like, take that to the city, man.
I would love to. I don't do any gigs currently. When I was the Hops MC a few years ago, I did some music stuff for them, but never,
it's been
vocal improvisation. I got a couple of tracks from my college days. We recorded, like, actual albums with my college group Genesis, but no, I want to perform. I just don't really have anybody I know that, you know, I can't get a trio together. I can't get like a, I don't have
Genesis like Phil Collins.
Bublé doesn't have a trio.
Yeah, he does. What are you talking about? Bublé has an entire band.
Well,
that he pays.
That's different than a trio. I see Bublé up there by himself singing, and then that's why I went to that concert, though, is I was like, I know he's going to have like a 40, 50 piece band up in that bitch,
mm-hmm.
and exactly. That is going to be half the show in itself.
I mean, I just need like a piano player. I don't even need a full trio. If we're just talking like, because I don't have the skills on instruments to do like a full 10 to 15 song set in front of a crowd, like probably guitar, but and not with jazz. That'd be like all poppy songs.
By the way,
so I need some soft piano, but then I would love to.
You need a underground smoky bar somewhere.
Yeah.
With you and some guy with some jazz flute.
Can't smoking bars.
Birds flying high. By
the way, I just looked up in the library, and I would appreciate it if this can be our close music today. Scatman.
Skibbidi bidi 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 bop bop bop.
Which reminds me of basketball. when it has the montage.
That's a clean song, right? There's no swear words.
I mean, there aren't even words.
The real
in
words. Yeah.
I'm just making sure, y'all. Yeah,
I think he, like, the only real words in it is him just saying, "I'm a scat man."
I'm a scat man.
Can't believe that song made it somewhere. Like, let's just be honest.
Well, it was in the '90s, right? Yeah, it's a very '90s techno feel to it.
The '90s was a great and terrible time to make music. Because it didn't matter what it was gonna be huge. Like the '90s gave us some gems, but also gave us some terrible things. Scatman is one of those things.
I mean, boy bands, girl bands, and
Macarena is one of those things.
You're not a fan of Mambo Number 5?
No, I'm not. I didn't like a little bit of Erica in my life. A little bit of
Monica.
A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side.
There are some songs we can do without, you know, from that era. Barbie Girl, although it turned into this other thing. So
now you got Ice Spice remixing it, making it better.
Ugh.
Oh, God.
You think he's the S? You're not even a fart.
Yeah, stop it. Ice
what a
Spice.
Lyric.
Yeah. She's so terrible. I'm sorry.
She's just a booty shaker.
Oh,
my
God. She's terrible. She's not even that, but yeah, it's all good.
Oh, she is.
She is, Rashad.
She don't be. She just shows it and, like, moves it. She's not even, like, twerking.
She's not even
so
shaking
it's like,
it.
Boo. What are we doing? What are we doing?
I love how we're judging her twerking ability. I get about a 5.5. Oh, here we go.
I'll give it less than that. I'm a scat man. People were skating to this and putting this on mixtapes and putting this all type of places. Like, yo, wasn't a, you know, you can file this under the Taylor Swift stuff that I'm probably not listening to. Look at the white guys, man. You guys love it so much. I love it.
You know how many people were just rolling on ecstasy in 90s techno clubs listening to this?
Yeah, a lot of them. Any I think
grinding
they were on something
teeth.
Else.
A lot of buck-toothed dorks.
I think they were grinding their teeth. They were on something else, you know.
They had the pacifiers in their mouth.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I think I was a little too young for techno at that point, or for techno clubs, so I'm glad I missed that movement.
What's this move?
The milliwop. Yeah, Millie Rock, yeah.
About 5 to 7 years late on that.
There you go.
Oh, God.
Looks good on you, Joe.
All right. Just remind me of the Chappelle skit, the white people dancing.
With electric guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all you need.
All right. Latinos love drums.
Oh, God. It does make you move, though, I'll be honest. Like,
exactly.
Shout out to John Mayer, too, for doing that skit.
Shout out to John Mayer for all of your beautiful music.
Hey, we'll see you next Sunday. It's Super Bowl Sunday,
Super
our
Bowl.
Super Bowl preview. We will literally talk about nothing else.
Yeah.
So come ready. That will be your Super Bowl preview show that day.
I will be throwing a Super Bowl party that nobody will be attending. It'll be awesome.
Yeah, I have no idea what I'm doing yet. I haven't talked to the lady friend. She likes sports, but she likes functions. So I would not be surprised if she's like, oh, yeah, there's definitely something I have planned for us. So.
For sure.
But we'll have our show well before kickoff, so come kick it with us. 9 to 11 next week, our Super Bowl Football Sunday show right here on 1080 The Fan. Peace, y'all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.